the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
One half of the Class 1A Boys Division 1 Substate Finals are set. It's time to find out who will be to the Substate Championship game and take on the Frankfort Wildcats tomorrow afternoon. Our second semifinal here in Centralia, the home-sided Panthers under head coach Cole Altifer against the Clifton Clyde Eagles under head coach Jim Blackwell. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Kilman taking care of us back in the studios. I am Johnny Kane. And, well, earlier tonight, Frankfort with a 14-point victory over Troy there in the Substate Championship game coming up tomorrow night. And now we'll find out who will be their opponent here coming up in about an hour or so. Matchup, Clifton Clyde under head coach Jim Blackbell. They are the number one overall seed here in the Substate. 17-2 overall. They were 10-1 in the TVL. Their only two losses on the year were to Hanover, who Centralia beat earlier this year. And they're a high-paced scoring team, averaging 56 points per game, ranked fourth in 1A Division 1 after receiving a bye in the first round. They have not played since February 22nd. So we'll see if that plays a factor here early on in this game tonight for the Eagles. Centralia under sixth-year head coach Cole Altifer, 10-9 overall, 7-4 in the TVL. They are 2-3 in the last five games, but they have had some tough opponents as of late with the likes of Marysville, Hiawatha, and Clifton Clyde that they lost to just a week or so ago. But they beat Donovan West 60-48 on Friday of last week. A big game for Rafe Osterhaus. He had 25. Presley Bowers had 17. He needs another big performance from those two here tonight if the Panthers want to pull off the upset against Clifton Clyde. I want to remind you over on 103.9 KNZA, that's Class 3A Sabetha Substate action. The boys' side, Royal Valley, just about set to go to battle with Jeff West. That should be a pretty good game. Marysville just beat Pleasant Ridge in that one, in the opening semifinal by 12. The second semifinal just about to get underway. The JCN girls with a big win tonight over on Tier Rated 93.7 FM. They win by 2 over Mission Valley. Took a lead with 9 seconds to go, which was their only lead of the night. So JCN girls, they're into the Mission Valley 2A Substate Championship game tomorrow afternoon. So with that, we're about set to go here tonight. We'll get to our starting lineups here momentarily. We've got a veteran officiating crew here tonight. Same crew that was here for our second semifinal last night. If they call it like they did last night, it'll be a very, very physical game here in Centralia. Let's go into the starting lineups for tonight. We'll start with the Panthers, who are the visitors tonight on the scoreboard. Under 60-year head coach Phil Altifer, a sophomore Trenton Talley, junior Colton Weir, junior Presley Bowers, junior Rafe Osterhaus, and senior Ian Haverkamp. So again, for the Panthers, Talley, Weir, Bowers, Osterhaus, and Haverkamp, the starting five for Centralia. Clifton Clyde, meanwhile, under head coach Jim Blackwell, and senior Isaiah LaDuke-Pierce, the senior Douglas Cook, junior Jared Whitey, junior Aiden Rudolph, and senior Wyatt Lang. So again for the Eagles, LaDuke-Pierce, Cook, Whitey, Rudolph, and Lang, the starting five here tonight. Centralia in their road, black uniforms, white numerals trimmed in orange. Clifton Clyde in their home, white uniforms, red numerals trimmed in black. Clifton Clyde is led in scoring by Aiden Rudolph. He's one of the better players in the league. And with that, we'll set the sign for the national anthem. We'll come back and get the ball game underway here on 92.1 KMZA.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back to Centralia. We're set to go. The Panthers will start with the basketball. They will operate from left to right here in this first half. Clifton Clyde will go from right to left. So the Panthers will start with the basketball, and we are underway. Ian Avergamp will control the offense of the Panthers. Dribble handoff as Clifton Clyde starts the man-to-man. Weir deep in the left front court. Now here's between the rings to Tally. Weir again left of the wing. Kicks it back on top to Ian Avergamp. He'll dribble to the foul line. Kick it back to Bowers out on top. He'll pull for a three. It's off the back rim. Rebound tapped around into the hands of Lang of Clifton Clyde. Here drew it off in transition. He'll dribble across the timeline. Averages about 10 points a night. Wykie off the right at 10 points a night. Lang at 14 a game. In the right corner, up on top now to Wykie. Back right side of the floor, LaDuke Pierce. He'll dribble the left hand out on top. Steps back, gets the left side of the floor, and into the corner to Rudolph. Rudolph guarded by Tally. Fakes the screen, drives in, stops in the middle lane, forces up a jumper. It's short. Rebound fought for, and Bowers yanks it away for Centralia. Wayne Havercamp will walk the basketball across the timeline. Dribble to the right wing, give it off to Tally. Osterhaus with his first touchdown on top, thought about a three. Now he'll cross over and feed it left to the front court to Weir. Weir still with the basketball. Picks it up, feeds the right side to Tally. Download over Osterhaus. Lost it, got it back. Now on the baseline, we're going to reach in foul going against Clifton Clyde. That'll go against Douglas Cook, his first. Clifton Clyde team that will go about 10 guys deep. Centralia not a very deep team. They'll only go about 6 or 7. Ian Havercamp, a floater with the right hand on the inside, is no good. Lang with a tall rebound as he's one of the biggest players I have seen this year. Aiden Rudolph dribbles to the right wing. There's Lang out on top. He'll hand it off to Cook between the rings. Down low to Lang on the right block. Backs down. Shoots over his right shoulder. His shot's no good. Fight for the rebound. He got it back, flicks it up. It's no good again, but he got fouled. And Lang will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. He's so much taller than Osterhaus, who's trying to guard him on the inside. That's good. 6 to 8 inches taller than Osterhaus, who's not a short guy himself. Lang, free throw line. His first one is good. He is 59% on the year. Second free throw is good. So Lang makes both. It's 2-0 Clifton Clyde, 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Weir out of the wing. Picks up this dribble. Now down low to Bowers on the right block. He'll try to go up and under on Lang. Now into the corner to Havercamp. Lost it, got it back. And now the ball stolen away by Cook. First turnover of the game for Centralia. Luke Pearson to the front court. Stops between the rings. Dribbles to the right hand of the wing. To the right corner, here's Cook. Gets a screen from Lang. Cook dribbles to the middle of the lane. Stops. Feeds it up on top to Wykie. Now LaDuke Pierce. He gets the screen. LaDuke Pierce, a step in three. It's good. First basket of the night for LaDuke Pierce. It's 5-0 Clifton Clyde as we're 2.5 minutes in. Here left to the head of the circle. Kicks it in the left corner to Osterhaus. He'll drive in, stop, go between the legs, get cut off by Wyke. Now Taliata on top. Here's Ian Haverkamp now. He gets a screen from Bowers. He rejects it into the corner now. Tally, a wide open corner triple is too strong. And Luke Pierce with a rebound will bring it the opposite direction for the Eagles. Quickly up ahead, a near steal for Haverkamp. Inside Cook, a pull-up 10-footer is way too strong. Wyke's there for the offensive rebound. He'll stick it up and in. Quick timeout for Centralia. They've seen enough. A 7-0 run to start the game for Clifton Clyde. 7-0 Eagles lead, 3 minutes in here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
.505 to go, opening quarter. 7-0 Clifton Clyde. Centralia with the basketball, facing pressure in the backcourt. Tally, right side of the backcourt to Haverkamp. Across the timeline to Tally, up ahead to Marshall Sankey. He just checked in, but it's a steal. Rudolph comes up with the basketball, the second turnover for the Panthers. Rudolph right at the head of the circle. Gets a screen, gets all the way inside. Scoop shot layup is no good, but a blocking foul and two free throws coming for Aiden Rudolph. That's going to go on Ian Haverkamp. That'll be his first personal foul. First team, second team foul. Rudolph will go to the free throw line. Rudolph, first one's in and out. Rudolph averages, again, just under 10 points a night on the year, 60% from the foul line, 34 of 57. Second free throw by Rudolph is off the back rim, no good. The rebound will go to Haverkamp, and he'll bring it the other way. For Centralia, 7-0 Clifton Clyde, 4:35 to go in the first. Osterhaus with the basketball on the right wing, crosses over to baseline, kicks into the corner to Tanking. Now Bowers, right wing. Osterhaus calling for the basketball. They don't get it to him. Now Bowers inside. Forces up contact, and he got the basket and a foul. Presley Bowers with a hoop and a harm. He'll go to the free throw line and try to complete a three-point play. Jeff Scotchney now into the game for Clifton Clyde to replace Wyke. Also in there, T. Cook, as Bowers misses the free throw. 7-2, Clifton Clyde, 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. Left wing, here's Cook, and we're going to get a travel. So Clifton Clyde will turn it over for the first time, and the Eagles are going to show pressure. The Eagles also have in there Alex Seifert, a senior. Petrilli with the ball, down 7-2. Osterhaus on the right wing. A double team comes. Tries to split it. Gets it off to Bowers. And now he gets double teamed. Hand off to Osterhaus. Back on top, Tanking. Here's Ian Haverkamp. He'll drive in. Flick up a shot with the right hand. It's way too strong. And the rebound of Lang. He'll hand off to Rudolph. Rudolph across the timeline. Holds up four fingers. Tally on him. Lang sets the screen. Rudolph steps back. Shoots a three-pointer. It's off the backboard and in. Rudolph got the friendly roll, and it's 10-2 Clifton Clyde with 3:35 to go in the first. Marshall tanking on the left wing. Picks it back on top to Ian Haverkamp. Double team comes there. He'll hand it off to Tally as Clifton Clyde is into his trapping zone. Bowers into the corner to tanking. He'll spot for a three. It's off the side of the backboard and the rebound to Lang. Tipped up ahead to Cook. He'll drive in, absorb contact, but it's going to be an offensive foul. Good job by Marshall Tanking. He's one of the best I have ever seen at taking charges. Earlier this year, right at the game where he had 7 charges that he took. And he takes one there as Cook picks up his first. Cook back into the game. Douglas Cook, that is. And also Clifton Clyde will bring in Dawson Girard, a senior, for the first time. Centralia with the basketball, trailing 10-2. 3:10 to go in the opening frame. Weir out on top. Flicks it right side of the floor. Clips and caught in a 1-3-1. Nice pass to Bowers, who lays it up and in. Pretty feed from Ian Haverkamp, an alley-oop type pass. And Bowers has all four for Centralia. 10-4, the Panthers trail by 6. 2:50 to go in the first. Clips and Klein with the basketball. Gosney up on top. He'll try a 3. It's good. 13-4. Clifton Clyde leads by 9. Weir, he'll try to answer with a 3. It's good. Colton Weir with the answer, and it's back to a 6-point game with 2.5 to go. Rudolph on the right wing, guarded by Haverkamp. Gets a screen from Cook. Rudolph steps back. Now Scottson tries another 3. It's in and out. Offensive rebound, Lang will put it up and in. Too much size down low. Lang has 4, and it's 15-7. Clifton Clyde, and now a turnover. 2:05 to go in the first. And Trilly has turned the ball over 3 times here in quarter number 1, under 2 minutes to go. Gosney left to the head of the circle. Lang posting up on the inside. Gosney now to shoot the 3 and buries it. Nobody came out on him. He has his second triple. And it's 18-7, Clifton Clyde with 1:40 to go in the first. And Osterhaus double dribble. Fourth turnover for the Panthers. And Coach Aldifer is going to take another timeout. His guys are dazed right now. 1:41 to go in the first. Clifton Clyde has raced out to an 18-7 lead. We'll take a timeout. It's a full one. We'll take it and come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
I'm in True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent. Tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Got a quick foul on Clifton Grimes' T. Cook as he picks up his second. The Centralia will have it baseline out of bounds, trailing by 11 with 1:31 to go in the opening quarter. Ian Haverkamp will trigger it in. Tries to kick it inside, gets it to Tally all the way out on top of the key. Right side of the floor to Bowers. He's got 4 of the 7 for Centralia. Now Bowers gets tripped and fouled. Gosney now picks up the foul. That will, take that back. They're going to get that on Cook again. That's going to be his second. So Rudolph quickly right back in there. Leduc Pierce as well. So Centralia will have it baseline out of bounds. Ian Haverkamp again, the trigger man. Kicks it inside to Brock Reineke, who just checked in. His spinaway, fallaway shot is airballed long. And the other way, here's Clifton Clyde. Nice pass up ahead to T. Cook. He stops. Somehow keeps his footing. Rudolph, a left corner 3. Yes! 5 3-pointers already for Clifton Clyde, and the Eagles lead by 14. Ian Haverkamp answers with a 3 of his own. 21-13 our score. 21-10 our score. Here's a missed jumper by T. Cook, and it's picked up by Centralia. Scoreboard right now says 18-10, but it should be 21-10. And now they'll get it to 20-10, but pretty sure that was a 3 by Rudolph. And now they're going to stop. And it should be 21-10. They're going to try to figure it out referees don't even know that the score is wrong right now. Right now, the score leads 20-10 with 30 seconds to go in the first. Clifton Clyde leading by 10. Ian Haverkamp dribbles to the baseline. Cross-court pass to Reineke. Now Osterhaus. That jumper from the foul line is too strong. Fight for the rebound. Lang's got it, and they're going to get a foul going on Clifton Clyde, I think, as Ian Haverkamp came flying in. They're going to get a foul on Jarek Wyke, and that will be his first. That's already team foul number 8. It should be a 1-1. So what is going on? The school board says 8 fouls. I got that as number 6. The school board is way off. The only thing I can think of, that Rudolph shot must have been a 2. So it should be baseline out of bounds with only 16 foul. And so 24.2 to go in the first quarter. It's 20-10. Clifton Clyde leads, and Troy will key it in. Ian Haverkamp, an open corner 3, is airballed long. Osterhaus, an offensive rebound, and he has it yanked away, but they're going to get a jump ball. Osterhaus brought it down, and Lang just tied him up. The possession arrow will give it back to Clifton Clyde with 18 seconds to go. Luke Parrish will dribble it across the timeline, controlling it a man-to-man. Keith Cook on the left wing gets the screen from Lang, rejects it, dribbles to the baseline, and flicks it up. He missed it, but Lang's there to clean it up and in. 6 for Wyatt Lang with 1 second to go. Weird from three-quarters court is shot short, and we have reached the end of one quarter of play. One quarter in the book. It is 22-10. Clifton Clyde leads by 12 after one quarter of play here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
March is National Social Work Month. Every day, the nation's 680,000 social workers have tenacity and talent. They confront some of the most challenging issues facing individuals, families, and communities. They create solutions that help people reach their full potential and make our community a better place to live. We would like to acknowledge Krista Stahlbaumer for her caring and support of our community and our patients at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
A little bit of controversy here between the first and second quarters. Clifton Clyde's side is adamant that the score should be 23-10. The scoreboard reads 22-10. Petrolia with a basketball though to start the second. Clifton Clyde in a 2-3 zone. Brent Talley in the right wing, up on top to Weir. Back left side, Bowers. Looking into the corner, he'll dribble, hand it off to Talley, and now Weir out on top. He backs out twice with a dribble. Into the corner now, here's Osterhaus to Talley. Ripped around the horn, Weir, top of the key, 3. It's wide left, but a foul, and they're going to call it baseline out of bounds. Not during the shot. It'll be on the box out. But it's going to be a 1-1. As Cook picks up his third. And now we'll see Trent Long, a freshman, into the game for the first time. Weir to the free throw line. We're 1-1, and he nails the first. Here's 69% on the year when he makes both. He's got 5. And it's 22-12. Clyde leads by 10 with 7:20 to go in the half. Rudolph up on top. Tries to feed it left side, but it's knocked out of bounds by Ian Haverkamp. So the Eagles will have it signed out of bounds. Contrillia has dropped back in a 2-3 zone. Long, cross-court pass, Rudolph in the left corner. He pumps on a three. Dribbles inside, kicks it cross-court to Long. Pumps on a three, now between the rings, LaDuke Pierce. Back right side to Long. Down to the baseline, ball knocked into the hands of Lang. He'll spin, face up, shoot a 10-footer. It's too strong. Ball tipped up by Seifert, but it's no good. And the rebound will go to Oster, out of Centralia. Ian Avercamp will bring it the other way. 6:45 to go in the half. It's a 10-point lead for the Eagles. Avercamp now right of the wing. Crosses over, feeds it up on top to Weir. Out Bowers from the left wing. Slide still in a 2-3 zone. Ian Haverkamp in the middle of the lane. Feeds to the baseline to Osterhaus. He'll stop, put it up and in. First point of the night for Rafe Osterhaus. 22-14. Pride lead down to 8 with 6:25 to go. Rudolph on the right wing. Into the right corner. Seifert back out Rudolph. Drips around the horn. Up on top. Back right side Rudolph. Double team comes inside to Lang, and he'll lay it over the front of the rim and in. Way too easy for Lang. The big man with 8 for Clifton Klein. Eagles back up by 10. 6 minutes to go in the half. Centralia had a tough start, and they've just been trying to play catch-up ever since. Bowers on the left wing. Crosses over on Long, but they're going to get a reach-in on Long. And that will be his first, and it will send Presley Bowers to the free throw line for a 1-1. So Bowers to the line, he's 0-for-1 tonight. On the year, 58%. Averages 3 free throw attempts a night. Free throw is no good. Rebound tipped around and Lane comes up with it for Clifton Clyde. Shocking back into the game for the Eagles. Gets it off to the right wing. The Dawson Girard is back in there. Rudolph at the foul line, drives in, flicks up a shot that's way wild and not even close to the rim, and it's taken by Centralia. Good defense by the Panthers, now they need a basket. 5:30 to go in the half, lead trailing by 10. Tally to the baseline, ball knocked free and stolen away by Lang. Fifth turnover for Centralia. Nasty up on top. It's a screen from Lang, kicks it left side to Long. Rudolph won the ball at the paint. Gerard back to Long. He'll drive to the baseline. A lot of contact, and there'll be a push foul called on Osterhaus, and that'll be his second. So Rafe will pick up his second foul, and it will send Trent Long to the free throw line for a pair with 5:02 to go. Long on the free throw line on the year. It's 50%. This is the first. He'll shoot one more. Brock Reinicke back into the game to replace Osterhaus with those two fouls. Long misses both. 24-14, Clifton Clyde, under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Weir between the rings. Kicks it left side of the floor to Tally. Trillia working the ball around. Haverkamp a wide open three is too strong on the rebound to Rudolph. He'll bring it the other way and now slows it up and walks it across the timeline. In the corner, Girard, a three. It's airballed and the rebound into the hands of Lang, and he'll put it up, and he missed it. A rebound to Bowers. A really good look for Lang on the best look he's had tonight. But he missed the bunny from 4 feet away. And now Centralia the other direction. Weir into the left corner to Tally. He drives baseline, puts up a shot that's thrown out of bounds by Lang. Saved in by Rudolph. Tally's got it. He'll force up a shot. It's no good. Tally gets it back, and now they'll get a foul on Lang. That will be his first. But it's going to send Tally to the free throw line against Centralia, continuing to get back to the line. This will be the final one in one of the first half. Tally, his first trip to the line. Free throw here is short. Missed it. Rebound along, and here comes Clyde the other direction. Girard on the right wing. Kicks it back up on top to Long. No crossover. Gets the screen. Back left side to Skoczny. Lang calling for the basketball on the baseline. They missed him, and now here's Rudolph. Back to Lang. Drives in, flicks up a shot that's no good. Great defense by Bowers and Centralia with the basketball. Panthers have had plenty of opportunities as of late to creep back into this game, but they still trail by 10 with 3:45 to go in the half. Now they turn it over again, but Clyde loses it out of bounds. Well, Duke Pierce back in for Clifton Clyde along with Wyke as well. Len will take a seat, as will Gerard. And here's Tally in the left corner for Centralia. Now Bowers out on top. Dribbles to the foul line. Off to Weir on the right wing. The baseline, Dreinicke backing down. Forces up a shot and rattles it home. Brock Dreinicke, a good, strong take. His first points of the night. And it's 24-16. Clifton Clyde leads by 8. Wyke in the middle lane. 10-footer is good. He answers with a basket of his own. Wyke second field goal. He's got 4. 26-16. Clyde, a 3 by Weir. Yes! Second triple by Colton Weir. He's got 8. And it's down to a 7-point lead with 3:05 to go. Long in the corner. Wyke the foul line. Pull up jumper. No. Too strong. The rebound to Powers. Clyde comes the other way. Powers the opposite direction. All the way inside. Runs over. Man, that's an easy charge call. Very, very easy decision for the official. Ran right over Scottney, who was just standing there waiting for him. And it's 2:55 to go in the half. It's 26-19. The Eagles lead and have the basketball. Petrelia now going to deploy a 3-2 zone. They haven't seen this much this year, but they're trying to do something different here against Clifton Clyde. But Scottney lays it up and in. Good feed by Long. Got me how it has 8. 28-19, Clifton Clyde, 2:30 to go in the half. Weir right at the head of the circle. Gets the screen from Reinicke up on top. Reinicke now right at the elbow. Here's Haverkamp to the right baseline. Gets it off to Bowers. He'll drive in. Force up a shot. No good. Scotchney with a rebound. For Clifton Clyde, they'll bring it the other way. Now Rudolph into the corner. LaDuke Pierce travels. Third turnover for Clifton Clyde as Marshall Tanking is going to come back in for the Panthers. And now Centralia going to have to face some pressure by Clyde in the backcourt. Ian Haverkamp picks up his dribble, kicks it up ahead, ball knocked free, and it's going to be stolen away by Long. Seventh turnover for Centralia. LaDuke Pierce off to Rudolph. He'll throw it inside. Here's a jumper by Long. It's no good. Wyke's there for the rebound, and he'll put it off the window and down. 6 for Wyke, and it's 30-19. It's back to an 11-point lead. Haverkamp to Talley on the left block. Dribbles one. Shot no good. Tipped away by Wyke into the hands of Long. Up ahead, Scottney in the corner. Down low to Wyke. He stops. Has it blocked away by Bauer. Scottney gets it back and gets hammered. Wyke actually is the one that's going to go to the free throw line as Bowers is going to pick up his second. And Wyke to the free throw line for a pair for the first time tonight. 1:38 to go in the half. It's 30-19. Wyke 47% on the year, makes the first. Bowers comes out. Reinicke back in. And one more for Wyke. He missed it. Centralia with the basketball down by 12. 90 seconds to go in the half. Weir, a right wing three. Too strong. Good look good the entire way. Just a little bit too strong. Oh, Duke Pierce the three. It's in and out. Haverkamp for the rebound, and Centralia will come the other way. 1:15 to go in the half. Tanking, a left corner three. Yes! First points of the night for Marshall Tanking. Brings it back to a single-digit deficit for Centralia. We approach 1 minute to go in the half. Wyke at the right elbow. Has the ball tipped free, but it's into the hands of Rudolph out on top. Back to Long on the right wing. Up on top, Scottney. LaDuke Pierce now in the corner, cross-court pass along, down low to Rudolph, and he gets hammered from behind by Tally. And he'll pick up foul number one. That is team foul number 6. That's 45 seconds remain in the half, and Lang will come back in along with Dawson Gerard. Wyke will check out along with Long. It'll be Scottney to toss it in from the baseline. Still looking. Gets it into Rudolph on the left block. Pumps once, and he gets pumped from behind. I think it's going to be on Ian Haverkamp. It is going to be on Ian, his second. Phil Jolliffer thought it was a travel before that. But he'll send Rudolph to the free throw line for a 1-1. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Right-handed shooter, and his first one's good. He earns the bonus. One more for Rudolph, looking to push the Klein lead back to 11. Second one is no good. So he goes 1 of 2 from the line. 10-point lead for the Eagles, 40 seconds to go in the half. Tanking in the left corner, gets it back to Tally. Klein now out of the zone at a man-to-man. Weir 2 steps in front of the timeline. Kicks it left to the front court to Tanking. Now the foul line to Reinicke. He'll back down on Lang. Foul line to Tally. He dribbles twice. Haverkamp, he'll try a free throw line. Jumper and bury it. Back for Ian Haverkamp. 18 seconds to go in the half. It's 32-24, Clifton and Klein. Rudolph will hold it on his right hip in front of the timeline. 7 seconds to go. Rudolph on the right wing. Gets to the free throw line. Pull up 10-footer off the window is no good. Right for the rebound. Lang's got it, and it doesn't matter. That's the end of the half. 2 quarters in the book. Clifton Klein, 32. Centralia, 24. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with first half stats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights. The right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you want a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back here to Centralia. We're at halftime of our second semifinal here tonight in Class 1A Division 1. Clifton Klein up on Centralia 32-24. Klein got out to a big lead, a 7-0 start. And Centralia just really has not been able to recover from that. It's a 32-24 lead. The Eagles led 22-10 after one. They have hit 6 threes already here this evening. 2 by Skoczny and 2 by Rudolph. And that's really been the difference so far here tonight. Only 3 turnovers for the Eagles as well. Centralia's turned it over 7 times. The Eagles are being led in scoring by Wyatt Lang with 8, 7 apiece for Wanky and Rudolph. Also, Skoczny with 8 as well on his 2 threes, and another 3 by Isaiah LaDuke-Pierce. Australia, meanwhile, they are 2 of 4 from the free throw line. They're led by Colton Weir with 8 on a couple of threes of his own. 5 for Ian Haverkamp, 4 for Presley Bowers, 3 for Marshall Tanking, and 2 apiece for Brock Reinecke and Rafe Osterhaus. So, again, our halftime score. Clifton Clyde, 32, Centralia, 24. Let's go ahead and take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at some scores of other games around the area. Take a look at the bracket as well. That's all with me, come back with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Add a Larson storm door to your home and you'll have new options for making your home more comfortable. And you can find Larson storm doors at Suther Building Supply in Seneca. The Larson storm door improves energy efficiency of the entryway by up to 80%, reduces maintenance needs, and helps the entry door perform better. Larson storm doors are available in styles and ventilating options to make your home more comfortable and protect your entry door with an additional layer of security. Find out more about Larson Storm Doors at Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Community Express Banking has partnered with Zelle to offer our customers a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to friends, family, and people they trust. Use Zelle, which is included in our online and mobile banking experiences, to send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes, with both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Centralia. Again, we're at halftime of this boys' Class 1A Division 1 Sub-State Semifinal Contest. Clifton Clyde, the top overall seed, leads Centralia 32-24 here at intermission. Taking a look at some other scores, we have one team that has already punched their ticket to the state tournament. That is the Holton Wildcats in Class 4A, the boys. They win 60-56 over Wamego. So the Holton boys are into the state tournament in Class 4A. Another semifinal game in Class 3A. Royal Valley leads Jeff West 23-16. That's overall 103.9 KNZA as well. Barry LeCompton boys fell to Burlington 47-46. Marysville boys beat Pleasant Ridge 45-33. And the other semifinal of the 3A Sabetha Substate. Jeff County North girls beat Mission Valley 47-45. And Frankfort beat Troy earlier tonight in our first semifinal 56-42. On the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show after our game here tonight. Recap scores and everything to get you caught up. Take a look at the brackets in the championship games for tomorrow night. We'll have both championship games here on 92.1 from Centralia tomorrow here at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. So there'll be the girls game at 2. Then we'll have a long, long, long break. About an hour and a half. Before the boys' championship game. Don't quite understand why it's that long, but nonetheless, that's what Keisha decided to do this year. So everybody has to abide by it. I say I haven't talked to one person here at Centralia that is happy about that, especially the directors here of this tournament. But I guess the simple fact is that we're being able to play these games is good enough. And we also have a pretty packed gym here tonight as well. So that doesn't hurt things either. We're set to start the third quarter. It's 32-24. Wide leads by 8. They'll start with the basketball as they'll move from left to right. So we're underway. The Eagles with the basketball. Trillia starts in his own. Rudolph. Near side to LaDuke Pierce. Left side again to Rudolph. In the corner, Douglas. And now Rudolph will just dribble out on top. Right side of the floor, LaDuke Pierce. Australia playing pretty solid defense here to start. Rudolph in the left corner. Inside to Wyke. Spin, shoots, and hits. 9 for Jarek Wyke. Lifting Clyde lead back to double figures. It's 34-24 with 7:15 to go in the third. Ray Posterhouse dribbles the basketball in the corner. Clyde in the man-to-man. Bowers now at the foul line. Gets to the baseline to Tally. Tries to feed a ball in. Ball loose on the floor. Everybody dives for it, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Centralia. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Ian Haberkamp will be the trigger man. Still looking to get it in. Finally just have to throw it way out near midcourt to Weir, who will kick it right side to Tally. Now a dribble handoff. Haberkamp out on top. Crosses over on LaDuke Pierce. Kicks into the corner to Tally. Here's Osterhaus at the top of the key. Left of the head of the circle to Weir. He had a couple of threes in the first half. And now right of the head of the circle, this is Tally. Guarded by Cook. Osterhaus at the foul line, guarded by Wyke. Osterhaus steps back, picks up his dribble, kicks it in the left corner to Weir. Now Osterhaus from the left block, backs down, his shot off the window is down. 4 for Ray Osterhaus, and it's 34-26. Clifton Clyde leads by 8, 6:23 to go in the third quarter. Between the rings, here's Rudolph. Left side of the floor, LaDuke Pierce. Nobody on him, he'll try a 3 and bury it. Second three-pointer for LaDuke Pierce. He's got 6. The lead back to 11 for Clifton Clyde. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Tally into the right corner to Osterhaus. He gets the screen from Bowers. Osterhaus rejects it, dribbles to the baseline, forces up a shot with the right hand that's missed, and Rudolph yanks away the rebound. Aiden quickly in transition. Pass up ahead to Lang, who lays it up and missed a bunny. And now Cook has the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Osterhaus. My goodness, what a good pass from Rudolph, and Lang had a near dunk. Well, he missed it, but the Eagles still with the basketball. Rudolph in the right corner. gets it back to Cook. Now Rudolph right of the wing. Here's Leike now, a 10-footer. It's in and out. Ian Haverkamp, sky for the rebound, and they'll bring it the other way. Quickly up ahead to Weir, who has a tip free by Rudolph. Weir gets it back in the baseline, and now here's Ian Haverkamp. Down to the baseline, Osterhout. Backs down, spins. Picks it cross-court to Tally. Now Bowers, he gets inside, and gets bumped by Lang. And that is going to be number two on Lang. Alex Seifer back into the game for Clifton Clyde. He'll replace Wyke. 5:21 to go, third quarter, 37-26, the Eagles lead. Haverkamp gets it into Osterhaus in the left block. He'll dribble to the middle of the lane, throw up a shot that's short, but a foul. And Osterhaus now to the line for two. It's going to be on Cook. That'll be his third. Osterhaus to the line. First free throw attempt of the evening is good. Five for Osterhaus. He'll have one more free throw. Jeff Scott needing back into the game for the Eagles along with T. Cook. Second free throw, no good by Osterhaus. 37-27, Clifton Clyde, 5:15 to go, third quarter. Pass in the middle of the lane to Seifert. He'll step back, shoot a free throw line jumper, and nail it. First basket of the night for Alex Seifert. 39-27, Clifton Clyde lead by 12. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. In the right corner of the basketball is Haverkamp. He'll jump, step into the middle lane. He travels. Eighth turnover for the Panthers. Their first of the third quarter. And the Eagles will have it back with 4:53 to go. Now the Panthers are going to show a little three-quarter court pressure. Cook in the backcourt kicks it up ahead to Seifert, who's wide open underneath the basket, and he'll flick it up and in. Nobody saw Seifert underneath the rim. He's got a quick four. And the lead up to 14 for Clifton Clyde with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Weir right at the head of the circle. Feeds to the baseline to Bowers. Backing down on Lang. Bowers shot blocked by Lang and taken by Lang. They'll kick it off now to Scottney. Quickly up ahead into the corner to Seifert. Back out Scottney. A wide open left wing three. Yes! 11 for Scottney, and it's back to a biggest lead of the night. It's up to 17, and Coach Oliver is going to take a timeout. A quick spurt by the Eagles here out of the timeout. It was 4:08 to go, third quarter. It's Clifton Clyde, 44, Centralia, 27, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Out of a timeout, 4:08 to go, third quarter. It's 44-27, Clifton Clyde. The Eagles on a 12-3 spurt here out of the halftime break. And it's a 17-point advantage for the Eagles. Centralia will have the basketball and face a little bit of pressure. Ian Haverkamp will dribble across half court for the Panthers, who desperately need to get a run going. Golden Weir on the right wing. Pull-up 15-footer is short. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Trent Long. And kicked up ahead now to Seifert on the baseline. Feed it inside to Wyke. He has to save it in. It's Cockney up on top Long. Right side of the floor to Rudolph. Centralia man-to-man. Wyke down low to Seifert on the left right block. Backs down. Back to Wyke. A 10-foot jumper in and out. Wyke yanked away his own rebound. Now it's loose on the floor. Spot four. Still loose, and they'll get a foul. It's going to go on Clifton Clyde. Shazzy will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. And that'll bring T. Cook back into the game. So Morrison. Trey will have the basketball down by 17 with 3:30 to go, third quarter. Ian Haverkamp at the foul line. Kicks left side of the floor to Tally. Osterhaus calling for the basketball. They don't get it to him. And now Weir down to the baseline. Into Osterhaus. He'll flick it up and in. A great pass by Weir. Osterhaus has 7. And it's 44-29. The Eagles lead by 15. 3:18 to go. Lang sets the check into the next dead ball. T. Cook dribbles to the baseline on the left side. Now inside to Seifert on the right block. He'll flick it up and in. Quick six here on the quarter for Seifert, and it's a 17-point lead for Clifton Klein. The other way, Trent Talley drives in, flicks up a shot that's no good. Seifert yanks away the board. Here comes Rudolph. Quickly up ahead to Long. And now he'll slow it back down with Rudolph between the rings. 2:45 to go, third quarter, 46-29, Clifton Klein. Rudolph with the right wing, gets the screen from Wyke, dribbles to the free throw line, picks up his dribble. Looking inside for Seifert at the foul line. Got away with a travel, and now they will call it. A little bit of a late call, but nonetheless, they get the travel on Seifert. That's turnover number 4. Laying back into the game. Along with Dawson Girard as well. So Trey with the basketball. Clifton Clyde showing pressure. Now they get a steal. Long into the hands of Seifert. And the Eagles will now reset. Back on top, here's Rudolph. 9 turnovers now for Centralia. Rudolph dribbles to the left wing, picks up his dribble. Gets it off to the left corner to Long. Up on top, here's Girard, a 3, no good. Rebound is going to go in the hands of Osterhaus, and they'll bring it the other way. Off to Weir, nearly traveled. Kicks it back out to Haverkamp, a straightaway 3, it's short. Rebound though to Talley, he'll spin, put up the shot, it's no good. Osterhaus has a rebound, and then he gets fouled. Oh, they're going to call a 2-shot foul on that. Ooh. That's on Aiden Rudolph. That'll be his first. It'll send Ray Foster out to the free throw line for a pair. First free throw is rattled in. 8 for Osterhaus. He will shoot one more free throw as Rudolph and Seifert check out. Second free throw is also rattled home. So 9 for Osterhaus, 46-31, Clifton Clyde, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Long in the backcourt. Reverses dribble, gets away from pressure, and resets back on top. Now Skoczny gets to the middle of the lane, pull up, pass to Lang, and he sticks it off of the backcourt and in. 10 for Lang, 48-31, the Eagles lead with 1:40 to go, third quarter. 17-point advantage for Clifton Clyde. Haverkamp to Osterhaus. A deep 3. Yes! First triple of the night for Rafe Osterhaus. He's got 12. And it's 48-34. 1:25 to go, third quarter. Skoczny now kicks it up ahead to Wyke. He'll stop on the left wing. Off to Girard. Now back on top, Skoczny. Here's Girard now in the corner, guarded by Marshall Tank. He was back into the game for Centralia. Girard takes on a jumper, kicks it back left side along. 1 minute to go in the third. Lang sets the screen for Skoczny. He'll step back, kick it up on top to Wyke. Now Lang on the inside, gets bumped from behind and fouled. That'll be on Brock Reinicke, his first. That is just team foul number 1 on Centralia here in the second half. LaDuke Pierce back into the game for the Eagles. Also, we'll see Jude Conley, a senior, into the game for the first time for Centralia to replace Ian Haverkamp. Lang in the middle of the lane, flicks the shot up and somehow banks it in. That's a tough shot, but Lang got it to go. He's got 12. It's back to a 16-point advantage with 45-6 to go in the third. Conley in the left wing. Gets it off to Reinicke. Now back to Conley. Tally into the right corner to Osterhaus. Another 3 attempt. This is air balls on. They'll go off of Conley and out of bounds and be Clifton Clyde basketball. And now we're going to get a substitution as Aiden Rudolph's going to come back in for Long. And also we'll get Douglas Cook back in there for Wyke. Panthers Panthers now going to show some pressure. They break it and get it off to Scotch Knee across the timeline. He'll dribble out to the right of the front court, under 30 to go. LaDuke Pierce in the corner. Scotch Knee, Centralia still in a man-to-man. Scotch Knee backs it out, facing little pressure with 20 seconds now to go. Rudolph has it left to the wing with 18. Gets the screen from Lang to the baseline. Rudolph drives in, stops, goes up and under. His shot's no good, but a hit on the arm and a foul. And Rudolph will shoot two with 10 seconds left in the quarter. That'll be on Tally. That'll be his second. And it will send Rudolph to the free throw line for a pair. He's just 1-for-4 tonight. His first one here is well short. Rudolph on the year is just 60%. He misses both. Two misses for Rudolph, and now the other way, 8 seconds to go. Osterhaus has the ball tipped free. He goes off top the backboard, lays to Rudolph, a 3-on-1. 3 seconds. Rudolph, he'll lay up a chance, is no good, and one! He did get it to go. Threw it high off the window. Somehow it deadened off the rim and fell through. And Aiden Rudolph will go to the free throw line and try to complete a 3-point play. Wow. So now we'll have a free throw to look to make it a 19-point lead for the Eagles with .1 on the clock. And he got it. Great awareness by Rudolph to this no. And that'll be it for 3 quarters of play. 3 quarters in the book. It's all Clifton Clyde here right now. A 19-point advantage for the Eagles. 53-34, the Eagles lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks, and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. All Clifton Clyde here to start this fourth, leading by 19, 53-34, with a spot in the sub-state championship game on the line. As Frankfurt awaits the winner. Rudolph to the baseline, flicks it up and in. 12 for Aiden Rudolph, the 21-point lead for the Eagles with 7:45 remaining. Brock Reineke with the basketball for Centralia. Kicked off the wheel on the right baseline. Now inside to Powers. He gets hit and fouled. That'll be on Lang, his third. And it will send Presley Bauer to the free throw line for a pair. Bauer's 0 for 2 tonight. Bauer's 58% from the line on the year. Knocks down the first. Let's cook back into the game for Lang and one more free throw for Bowers. Right hand shooter, second one is short. Rebound will go to Cook. And the Eagles will have it the other way, leading by 20. Rudolph with the basketball out on the left wing. Gets a screen from Wyke. Now right at the head of the circle to Cook. Now LaDuke Pierce. He'll dribble to the wing. Up on top to Wyke. Skoshny now, left corner. He gets the screen from Wyke. Skoshny steps back. Dribbles on the inside. Tries to feed it past inside, but it's stolen away by Haverkamp. The fifth turnover for the Eagles. Inside, and now we'll get a bump foul called on Clifton Clyde. I think it's going to be on LaDuke Pierce. And it is. He'll pick up his first. And Ray Post-Drouse will come back in for Centralia. We'll also see Trent Long for Clifton Clyde and T. Cook as well. 7:04 to go, 55-35. All Clifton Clyde here so far tonight. Bowers, the left block, spin, shoots over his left shoulder, and he got it to go. 7 for Presley Bowers, 55-37, Clifton Clyde lead. We're under 7 minutes remaining. Wykie off to Long. He'll dribble to the foul line. Kick it in the corner to Rudolph. Back out to T. Cook, and now Rudolph again in the corner. To the baseline, Wykie on the left block. Back down, shoots up and under, and banks it home. 11 for Jarek Wykie, and it's back to a 20-point lead for Clifton Clyde. Bowers on the right block, backing down, spins, shoots, and it's short. Rebound to Rudolph. Rudolph puts his hand up and says, let's slow things down. Rudolph, the heady senior, one of the best players in the Twin Valley League. He is so good at just controlling his game. Wykie on the right block, spin, shoots, no. Rebound to Bowers of Centralia. Up ahead, Talley. He dribbles to the baseline. His shot is off the rim and in. First basket of the night for Trenton Talley, 57-39. Clyde leads by 18 with 5:50 to go. Centralia showing three-quarter court pressure. Wykie breaks the pressure easily and a good pass from Rudolph, and he'll hold it now 2 steps in front of the timeline. Dribble weave handoff. Here's T. Cook. He'll get to the elbow all the way to the baseline. Now step back. Kick it off to Long, and he travels. Leg back into the game for Wykie. And now 5.5 to go. It's still an 18-point lead for Clifton Clyde. And Troy needs a run right now. Weird in the corner to Osterhaus. Now Weird way out on the left wing. Crosses over on Rudolph. Crosses over again. Dribbles to the baseline. Both of a shot hits the side of the backboard, and Lang holds onto it and gives it off to Rudolph, who again slowly walks the ball up the floor. Now T. Cook off to Douglas into the right corner to Long. He'll dribble to the elbow. Now back it back out as we're under 5 minutes to go. Here's T. Cook, dribbles to the elbow, flicks it inside for Lang, but the ball is knocked free and stolen away by Osterhout. Ray dribbles inside, scoop shot is way off the mark, and Lang with a rebound. Rudolph again, slowly just taking his time, letting a couple of those extra more seconds come off the clock as we've got 4.5 to go. Lead is still 18 for the Eagles. Here's T. Cook. He'll drive in. His layup is no good. Lang with the rebound, and he'll put it off the window and down. 14 for Lang, and it's back to 20 for the Eagles with 4:15 to go. Bowers on the right elbow. Kicks it off to Osterhaus. Thought about a three. Now he'll cross over to the baseline. He gets cut off. Ball knocked free in the hands of Bowers. He tries to drive baseline. Flicks it off to Osterhaus. He'll stop. Feet to the back to the baseline to Bowers. He'll force up a shot off the window. He'll bank it in. 9 for Presley Bowers, under 4 minutes to go. It's 59-41, Clifton Clyde. Troy again showing three-quarter court pressure. Rudolph kicks it way up ahead to Douglas Cook, and now back out to T. Cook. Clifton Clyde, they've dictated the entire pace of this game. And they've been in complete control since the opening moments of this game. Lang has the ball stolen away. Osterhaus with another steal. That's 8 turnovers now for the Eagles. 3:15 to go, though, and it's still an 18-point deficit. Ian Haverkamp spinning. Follow-away jumper is wide left, and the rebound to Rudolph. Coach Blackwell wants a timeout. He'll get it. Full timeout. We'll take the break. 3:09 to go. Left and Clyde, 59. Centralia, 41 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 3:09 to go in the game. It's 59-41. Clyde led 22-10 after the first quarter. It was just an 8-point game, though, at halftime. But the Eagles put a 21-point third quarter up on the board. And that scored Centralia 21-10 in the third. So now lead by 18. Centralia again showing pressure. Rudolph's got in the backcourt. Crosses over, gets across the timeline, and breaks the 10-second count. Rudolph now, but on top. Still dribbling around with the basketball. Gosh, he is so good. Talked to Coach Aldifer of Centralia before the game, and he told me, he said, Rudolph is the real deal. And he has been here tonight. Here's LaDuke Pierce now, right at the head of the circle. Dribbled it out near the center court logo. Back off now to Girard. 2.5 to go. Centralia's got to start trying to make something happen. Laying in the left corner. Right now, the Eagles is playing keep away. They're going to have to start fouling here before long and really try to extend this game. But down by 18, you can't afford to let Clifton Clyde get any free opportunities. And now a foul on Reinicke. But that is just the fourth team foul on Centralia here in the half. So they can afford to be very aggressive. Marshall tanking back into the game for Tally. It'll be Rudolph to trigger it in from right in front of the Clifton Clyde bench. On top, here's Long. The freshman holds between the rings. Guarded by Osterhaus, he'll dribble to the right baseline. Stop, pick up his dribble, and just throw it away. Into the hands of Haverkamp. The Eagles turn it over for the fifth time here in the third quarter. The fourth quarter, excuse me. Osterhaus now to the free throw line. Kicks it left side of the floor to Reinicke. Now the ball is going to be kicked by Stockton. It'll be baseline out of bounds for the Panthers. We're under 2 minutes to go. LaDuke Pierce back into the game along with T. Cook. I mentioned earlier that Clifton Clyde goes about 10 deep, and they like to do a lot of substitutions very quickly, but Rudolph is the one guy that has pretty much been out on the floor the entire night. Bowers right at the head of the circle, dribbles to the foul line, kicks it into the corner to Osterhaus. He'll step back, shoot a deep three. It's way too strong. And the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds by Reinicke and be Clifton Clyde basketball. Jude Conley now going to check back into the game. He'll replace Bowers. 1:44 to go in the game at 59-41. Rudolph looking to trigger it in. Gets it into LaDuke Pierce in the backcourt. Now back to Rudolph, and Rudolph will just tell everybody to clear out. Rudolph working against tanking, one of the best on-ball defenders in the league. T. Cook now on the left wing as we've got 90 seconds to go. Clifton Clyde leading by 18. Scotchney now on the left wing, guarded by Reinicke. Scotchney to the baseline of the lane. He'll spin, shoot a 10-footer and rattle it home. That might be it right there. 16 for Lang. It's back to a 20-point game with 1:15 remaining. Reinicke in the baseline, spins, forces up a shot that's no good. Scott King with a rebound. He'll dribble it the other way. And Clifton Clyde with under a minute to go has the basketball, but now they're going to reach in foul on Reinicke for his third. That is team foul number 5. Right at 1 minute remaining here in this game. Substitutions, Bowers, Weir, Tally back in. The only ones that'll stay out there are Tanking and Haverkamp. Rudolph looking to get it in. Gets it into Lang in the right wing, and he travels. So the Eagles have tried to let Centralia come back into this game. They've turned it over 6 times here in the fourth quarter. Centralia just has not been able to get anything going just against this length and this athleticism that Clifton Clyde brings to the table. This Clifton Clyde team, I think, top 2 or 3 teams I've seen this year. Is so skilled. Weir on the right wing. Gets to the baseline. Flicks up a shot with the right hand. It's no good, but a foul. And 2 free throws coming with 52.3 to go. That'll be on Leduc Pierce, his second. Send Weir to the free throw line where he's 2 for 2 tonight. He has not scored those since the second quarter. First free throw is good. One more for Weir as June Conley will come back into the game for the Panthers to replace Tally. Second one by Weir is rattled in. So he's got 10. It's 61-43. Lifting Clyde leads by 18. And now they turn it over again. Coach Blackwell is starting to get red in the face, but Centralia gives it right back. 42.3 to go now. And now Clifton Clyde turns it over again. Gerard back into the game for Leduc Pierce. He automatically knew he was coming out of the game. Now 38.1 to go. Weir at corner three is deep. Offensive rebound Bowers. Kicks it out to Conley. He'll try a three. It's too strong. Rebound yanked away by Haverkamp. He'll shoot a three. It's good. 8 for Ian Haverkamp, and Coach Oliver will take a timeout. 24.5 to go at 61-49. Clifton Clive leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 KMZA.
.5 to go, 61-49. Lifting Clyde leads by 12. And the starters have been out of this game for the last 2 minutes or so. And they came out with a 20-point advantage. Clyde in the backcourt with the basketball. Schockney gets fouled by Tally. That'll be team foul number 6. And now 19 seconds to go. In the backcourt, the basketball is cooked. Coach Onifer says no foul. But the Eagles can just dribble it out with 13 seconds to go. Schockney will have it across the timeline. 7 seconds left. And we have our championship game on the boys' side. Clifton Clyde and Frankfort will meet for the strike to go to the state tournament. Final score, Clifton Clyde 61, Frankfort 46. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and get the final stats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors. It just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. on our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time to Centralia here this evening. Final score of our second game, Clifton Clyde 61, Centralia 46. The Eagles led basically from start to finish in this one, jumped out to a 7-0 lead and just never looked back. Led by 12 after 1 by 8 at halftime, but then pushed their lead to 19 going into the fourth quarter and eventually winning 61-46. Looking at the final numbers, we'll start with Centralia. 10 turnovers, 5 threes, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Panthers, they were just outshot tonight. Clifton Clyde hit 7 threes this evening, and that was the difference. They got out to a hot start and just never relinquished that early lead. Centralia was led in scoring by Rafe Osterhaus with 12, 10 for Colton Weir, 9 for Presley Bowers, 8 for Ian Haberkamp, 3 for Marshall Tanking, and 2 apiece for Trenton Talley and Brock Reinecke. Clifton Clyde, meanwhile, 12 turnovers, 7 three-pointers, 5 of 13 from the free-throw line. Wyatt Lang led the way with 16, 4 players in double figures for the Eagles. Aiden Rudolph added 12, 11 apiece for Scottney and Wyke, 6 for Leduc Pierce, and 6 for Alex Seifert. So the Eagles improved to 18-2 all in the year. Centralia ends their season with an even record of 10-10. Earlier on tonight, it was Frankfort winning over Troy 56-42, so it'll be Frankfort and Clifton Clyde meeting for the sub-state championship tomorrow night. That'll be up right here on 92.1 KMCA. Talking about Farmers State Bank of Onega, and for the second game, I'm going to go with Aiden Rudolph of the Eagles. He had 12 points. He was just completely in control all night long. So he will be our player of the game. Green National Bank High School School Board Show coming up here in just a few minutes, so stay tuned with us. Also, check out MSDSports.net as well for scores, brackets, and everything to get you caught up on Championship Saturday. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have the girls' game, Donovan West and Clifton Clyde at 2, and then Clifton Clyde and Frankfort for the boys' championship at 5. But for Kirk Gilman taking care of us back at the studios, I am Johnny Kane saying so long here from Centralia High School as it's Clifton Clyde and Frankfort meeting for the sub-state championship game tomorrow night. Clifton Clyde wins 61-46. Frankfort beats Troy 56-42. You've been listening to High School Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.